This is the Sakarmoli of 16th of February 2026. Essence. Sweet children, the Father, the Lord of life, has come to give you children the donation of life. To receive the donation of life means to become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. Question. Since you know every secret of the drama, which scene of the drama is not new for you? Answer. Upheaval at this time throughout the whole world is nothing new for you. Those whose intellects have no love at the time of destruction are preparing things to kill their own clan. You know that this world has to change. It is nothing new for you. Only after the Mahabharat war will our new world come. Song. Who has come here early in the morning? Om Shanti. Who comes early in the morning and plays the flute? The world is in total darkness. You are now listening to the flute of the ocean of knowledge, the purifier father, the Lord of life. He is the God who saves life. People say, O God, save me from this sorrow. They ask for limited help. You children are now receiving unlimited help because He is the unlimited Father. You know that souls are incognito. The bodies of the children are visible. The Father's Srimat is for the children. The Gita, the jewel of all scriptures, is very well known. It is just that they have put Sri Krishna's name into it. You now know that elevated instructions, Srimat, are the versions of God. You also understand that only the one Father can make those who are degraded into elevated beings. He changes ordinary humans into Narayan. There is the story of the true Narayan. The story of immortality is remembered. To make you into the masters of the land of immortality and to change you from an ordinary human into Narayan are the same thing. This is a land of death. No one knows that Bharat was a land of immortality. It was here that Amma, immortal Baba, spoke this knowledge to you Parvatis. There wasn't just one Parvati or one Draupadi. Many children listened to this. Shiv Baba spoke everything to you through Brahma. The Father says, I explain to you, sweetest children, through Brahma. The Father has explained to you, children, that you definitely do have to become soul conscious. Only the Father can make you this. Not a single human being in the world has this knowledge of souls. Since they don't have this knowledge of souls, how could they have any knowledge of the Supreme Soul? They say, I, this soul, am the Supreme Soul. The whole world is trapped in such a big mistake. They have completely stone intellects. The intellects of people abroad are no less stone. It doesn't enter their intellects that the bombs they are manufacturing are being made to kill themselves as well as the whole world. At this time, their intellects are of no use. All the preparations they make are for their own destruction. This is nothing new for you children. You know that, according to the drama, such are their paths. They are bound by the bondage of the drama. Would they carry out such work if they didn't have stone intellects? It is a wonder that they are destroying their whole clan. it is a wonder what they are doing. While just sitting around today, everything is fine. But tomorrow, if the military become upset, they would even kill the president. Such incidents continue to take place. They don't tolerate anyone because they are powerful. There is a lot of upheaval in today's world. There are many who have stone intellects. You children understand that there are many at the time of destruction whose intellects have no love for the Father. It is said that they will be led to destruction. This world now has to change. You know that the Mahabharata war did take place. The Father taught you Raja Yoga. In the scriptures, they have shown total destruction. However, total destruction doesn't take place. If it did, there would be annihilation. It is not possible for there to be no human beings and for just the five elements to remain. If annihilation did take place, where did human beings come from? They show that Sri Krishna came on a peepal leaf floating in the ocean, sucking his big toe. How can a baby come like that? They have written such stories in the scriptures, don't even ask. Scholars, Bisham Pitame, etc., are also being struck by arrows of this knowledge through you Kumaris. They too will come as you progress further. The more powerful your service becomes, and the more you continue to give the Father's introduction to everyone, the more of an impact you will make on others. Yes, there will also be obstacles. It is remembered that there were many obstacles created in this sacrificial fire by the devilish community. Poor people with stone intellects don't understand anything about this. They say that your knowledge is unique. You understand that these are new things for the new world. The Father says no one else can teach you this Raja Yoga. Only the Father teaches you knowledge and yoga. Only the one Father is the bestower of salvation. Only he is the purifier. Therefore, he would definitely give this knowledge to those who are impure. You children understand that you are becoming those with divine intellects and that you will then become lords of divinity. People have built so many temples, they don't understand who they, deities, were or what tasks they performed. There is a temple to the Lord of Divinity, but no one knows that Bharat was a land of divinity. There were golden palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. It was a matter of only yesterday. Those people say that the duration of just the Golden Age was hundreds of thousands of years, whereas the Father says that the whole drama is only 5,000 years. This is why it is said, what is Bharat today and what was Bharat yesterday? No one would be able to remember anything that is hundreds of thousands of years old. You children have now remembered everything. You know that Baba comes every 5,000 years and reminds you of everything. You children were the masters of heaven. It is a matter of 5,000 years. You can ask anyone when it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan and how many years it has been since they existed. And they would reply that it was hundreds of thousands of years ago. You can explain that this is a matter of 5,000 years. They say it was paradise so many years before Christ. The Father only comes in Bharat. This is only explained to you children. Since people celebrate Baba's birthday, he must definitely have come to do something. He is the purifier. Therefore, he must definitely have come to make everyone pure. He is the ocean of knowledge. Therefore, he would definitely give you this knowledge, would he not? When you sit in yoga, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. This is knowledge, is it not? Those people do hatha yoga when they sit with each leg crossed over the other. Look at all the different types of things they do. You mothers cannot do that. You cannot even sit like they do. The father says, "Sweet children, there is no need to do any of that." Students in a school sit with discipline. The father doesn't even tell you to do that. You can sit as you please. If you become tired sitting down, then lie down. Baba doesn't forbid you to do anything. These things are very easy to understand. There is no question of any difficulty in this, no matter how ill you may be. You never know while listening to this and staying in remembrance of Shiv Baba, you might leave your body. It is remembered when you leave your body, it should be on the banks of the river Ganges, with the Ganges in your mouth. All of those things belong to the path of devotion. In fact, that refers to the nectar of this knowledge. You understand how you really will leave your bodies in that way. You children came from the supreme abode. You departed and left me. The father says, "I will take you children back with me. I have come to take you children back home. You are neither aware of your home nor of souls. Maya has completely cut off your wings. Because you souls have become Tamo Pradhan, you cannot fly. Until you become Sato Pradhan, how can you go to the land of peace? You know that, according to the Dharma plan, everyone has to become Tamo Pradhan. At this time, the whole tree has become completely Tamo Pradhan and reached a state of total decay. You children know that all souls are Tamo Pradhan. In the new world, everyone is Sato Pradhan. No one here can have a Sato Pradhan stage. If a soul became pure here, he would no longer remain here. He would just run away. Everyone performs devotion in order to receive liberation and go to the land of peace. However, it isn't the law for anyone to return there yet. The father sits here and explains all of these secrets for you to imbibe. Nevertheless, the main thing is for you to remember the father and become spinners of the discus of self-realization. When you remember the seed, the whole tree will emerge in your intellects. To begin with, the tree is small, and it then continues to grow larger. There are innumerable religions. You understand everything in a second. No one in the world knows that the seed of the human world tree is the one father. The father cannot be omnipresent. This is the biggest mistake. You explain that no human being can ever be called God. The father explains everything to you children so easily. In spite of that, only those who have it in their fortune and have this firm faith will definitely claim the inheritance from the father. If they don't have faith, They can never understand anything. If it is not in their fortune, what effort would they make? If it is not in their fortune, they sit as though they're unable to understand anything. They don't even have the faith that the Father has come to give them the unlimited inheritance. What would a new student understand if he went and sat in a medical college? Nothing at all. They come and sit here in the same way. This imperishable knowledge is never destroyed. The Father has explained that a kingdom is being established. Therefore, all are needed, servants, maids, and servants of the subjects. Therefore, they come just like that. Some are able to understand everything very well. They even write their opinions. They try to make more progress. However, it will be difficult because there will be a lot of upheaval at that time. Storms continue to increase day by day. There are so many centers. They should understand everything very clearly. It is written that establishment takes place through Brahma. Destruction too is just ahead. Destruction definitely has to take place. The government asks for the population to be reduced, but what can anyone do about that? The tree has to grow. For as long as the Father is here, souls of all the religions have to remain here. When it is time to return, souls will stop coming down here. Now everyone has to come here. However, no one understands these things. Even Bapuji used to say that it is now the kingdom of Ravan and that he wants the kingdom of Rama. They say so-and-so became a resident of heaven, which means that this is hell. Human beings don't even understand this much. How it was good that he became a resident of heaven, because he was definitely a resident of hell. Baba explains, human beings have the faces of human beings and the character of monkeys. They all continue to sing, Purifier, Rama of Sita. We are all impure. Only the Father purifies everyone. All are Sitas of the path of devotion, and the Father is Rama. When you tell people this directly, they don't accept it. They call out to Rama. The Father has now given each of you children a third eye of knowledge. It is as though you now belong to a different world. What do they continue to do in this old world? You now understand this. You children have now become sensible from senseless. Ravan made you so senseless. The Father explains, at this time all human beings have become Tamopradan. This is why the Father comes and makes you all Satopradan. The Father says, although you children continue to carry on with your service, simply remember one thing. Remember the Father. No one else can show you the way to become Satopradan from Tamopradan. The spiritual surgeon of all is just the one. Because souls have become Tamopradan, he comes and injects you souls. The Father is called the eternal surgeon. Souls have now become Tamopradan from Satopradan, and so they need an injection. The Father says, children, have the faith that you are souls, and remember your Father. Connect your intellects in yoga with your sweet home. We have to go to our sweet silence home. the incorporeal world is called the sweet home. Atcha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. This old world is already destroyed, therefore consider yourself to be separate from it. Don't be afraid of the obstacles and storms that come with the growth of the tree, but overcome them. 2. In order to make the soul satopradhan, give yourself an injection of this knowledge and yoga. Connect your intellect in yoga to the sweet home. Blessing. May you be the wisest crowned one by learning the lesson of you first. Just as Bapdada calls himself your obedient servant, and by calling himself your servant, he is automatically crowned. In the same way, you children have to be humble and give others an elevated seat. When you sit the other person on that seat, he will get off and make you sit on it. If you try to sit on it, he would not let you do so. Therefore, to sit others on it is to sit on it yourself. So make the lesson of you first firm. Your sanskars will then easily harmonize with theirs, and you will be crowned. This is the way to become the wisest one. There is no effort involved in this, and there is also greater attainment. Slogan. Introverted, elevated souls who stay in solitude are the ones who experience an avyakt stage. Avyakt signal. With the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. Until now, you different flowers have been showing your beauty individually. However, when you spread your fragrance from your form of a bouquet, when your Shakti army is revealed, the power of this gathering will then become instrumental in God's revelation. Now, because each one of you is individual, you have to work hard. But when your gathering is united in one direction, there will be less effort and greater success. Om Shanti.